afternoon, colleagues. Today, on behalf of the GNR CMS group, I'll present our scientific report on our scientific results obtained by the GNR group in the CMS experiment. So, as plan of my talk, I'll concentrate only on physics, and GNR group involved in physics in two types of analysis. First is standard model test, and second search for new physics beyond the standard model. And from experimental point of view, from the point of view of experimental observables, those signals, those tests can be divided into parts. Physics with high mass diamonds and physics with jets. And I will follow this logic and the line during my talk. I will speak about Drellian study and new physics study for standard model and for new physics. Yes. So I will start from the standard model studies. Well, Drellian studies, very, very long history for our group, from the very beginning, from the 2002 year, and our first suggestions to CMS collaboration on KK modes of graviton and Z prime, and our first calculations for physics TDR, through data of round one, and up to newest results and papers of round two. And this work is updating permanently. So, firstly, is study of Drellian process itself to verify the standard model. Here we see at cross sections and study it precisely, including high order corrections, PDFs, and many other uncertainties. And some thorough Drellian connecting studies like angular distribution, forward backward asymmetry, and extraction of Weinberg angle from the data. At first class of standard model studies, and second class, as I said, new physics and new particles, which we study in Drellian connecting way through a virtual exchange channel as a contributions to Drellian process. Here you can see a Feynman graph for Drellian process and standard mediator gamma Z for weak interaction. And here there are places for some new particles which appear as mediators of new interactions. And we can study this virtual exchange and see here at cross sections, which will give us new particle mass limits, new physics, energy scales, and couplings, etc. And further, we can study angular distributions and asymmetry by the same logic with from the standard model. And they can give us a possibility to distinguish new physics each from other. Well, Drellian itself. Distribution with a zero peak, standard way. Here are distribution, and in distribution comparison with two modern advanced calculation tools, two generators, AMC and Fuse. And we can see a good agreement of data and CMS and standard model predictions up to high mass tail. And the highest uncertainties at the tail, as usual, coming from high order corrections and PDF up to 10%. And here and throughout in my talk, I will remark a number of young scientists who are involved in our analysis, students and doctoral students and postdocs. Second Drellian topic is a forward-backward asymmetry, is a different portions of ongoing leptons in diamond final state pair, which asymmetry arises because of mixed vector and actual vector structure of weak interaction. And this value is useful itself as a test of the standard model, and also it's sensitive to new physics, and we can measure it precisely with high accuracy and test the standard model or search for new physics. So this analysis is not a fast analysis, not so-called first day or first data analysis. It's a very long and sophisticated procedure of extraction with value from the data. So you can see here a picture. It's based not on run 2 data, but on run 1 data. And data of run 2 for 30 TV is coming soon. And here in this analysis, from the side of predictions, from the side of theoretical predictions, we made a special accent on the development and comparison of different generators, standard tools for collaboration with Fuse and SunC, with our two generators, Radi and LPPG. These two generators are developed and improved by our colleagues, which work in our group and in our group in Minsk. So we carry out this work in this close cooperation with the Minsk group. And the third Drill-Young direction is the extraction of Weinberg angle from the data. You can see here distribution on the center of mass cosine theta, and some world mean values for for weak mix angle, and here top CMS values, and here CMS result on numerical value of Weinberg angle, and also our Jenner group included in a Higgs boson study. From the Higgs itself, we have main results from our DMS colleagues from Armenia. They involved in analysis in two channels, Tau Tau and BB bar. And here in Lubna, we involved in a special three-particle final state decay, mi plus, mi minus, plus B jets. It's very useful for possible observation of new light Higgses. Firstly and secondly, Higgs, after its discovery and first measurements and continuous studies, tend to become such a technical test probe objects, which can be used for more technical applications, in particular for optimization of new calorimeter segmentation. And we use the same channel, Higgs to TT tau, to provide development of optimization of new calorimetry for CMS upgrade. Okay, and last topic in standard model studies. It's a study of charged particle multiplicities in with jets. And it carried out to improve in the data analysis with jets, with a special accent on the quality of jets, for defining of jets, and correct defining of portion of in jets quark and gluon structure, and structure of multiplicity inside the unical jets. And we have here some many directions, corrections of measured mean particle multiplicities in jets, and corrections to energy scale, and corrections to flavor identification, and many, many different studies. And actually, we use the channel, semi-leptonic TT-bar channel, also this diagram. And we have some future plans on some different channels. Well, now I'm moving to new physics beyond the standard model and to discussion TV scale gravity models and extended gauge sector. Here you can see the real CMS event monitor for high mass daimyon. It is not the highest, heaviest daimyon which had been even registered at the CMS. The heaviest has a mass 2.65 TeV. And with very high final daimyons and heavy multi-jets, we carried out some type of analysis. Analysis of new physics from the point of view of experimental observables also can be divided into classes. First class is it's Drill-Young connected studies. when we use our previously measured Drillian as a background, our precisely measured Drillian as a background, and this background, we're looking for a new physics. And models of new physics which can contribute to this process can be in the field of our interests, Kiki models of gravitons in the different models of TV scale gravity, RS1 and ADD and ADD-like, some extensions. Those models quite different from our in many features. In particular, here's a resonant type signal, here's a non-resonant signal, here's two control parameters of a model, here's only one, and here's a coupling sum about of unity, here's very, very small coupling about inverse Planckian, but interaction is enforced by huge multiplicities of KK gravitons in EDD models. But independent of this difference, those models have a common feature. They can contribute in Drillian through the virtual exchange channel, and we can see this and we can study this. And in this way, following this logic, we can study not only KK models of graviton, but also Z prime models from different descriptions. It's a first class of models, and second class of models is a more specific case, microscopic black hole productions. It's very interesting and very sharp from experimental point of view, very visible from experimental point of view signature, so-called energetic star. Very high multiplicity in the final state, up to a maximal possible to be registered at the CMS to 11 particles in the final state, individual particles in the final state. Very hard jets, very hard particles, not only jets, but lepton, photons, gauge bosons, etc. very high spherical symmetric signal. So from experimental point of view, it's very sharp signal. But from the side of the theoretical predictions, from the side of making of predictions, it's a much more complicated analysis in comparison to Kiki models of graviton case. So we have here huge volume of simulation to make predictions before experiment. And from experimental point of view, we have such experimental signature as a scalar sum of transverse integers of jets ST for semi-classical black holes, or for specific objects with slow multiplicity called quantum black holes or string balls, we use a flavor violating final states like E mu in final states, etc., or a symmetry in digit production. So I start from KK mode exchange. As I said, you can see here a Feynman graph for exchange by KK modes of graviton and matrix element of this process corresponding to this graph in the framework of effective field theory approach. And follow with some standard procedure, you can derive a scheme, technique, to calculate contributions of these KK gravitons to Drillian process and, of course, to other process of the standard models, standard model. And we can see here Feynman graphs for contribution to Drillian from KK modes of graviton. It's a standard model part, and it's a part of KK gravitons, and here for quarks and gluons in the initial state. As you can see, it's full interference at the amplitude level. And you can obtain a differential cross-section and obtain a cross-section, full cross-section. And after these predictions, you can see a trial Damion distributions, Drillian, which correspond to Drillian process. And we are looking for new physics for deviations from the standard model predictions. And if you see nothing, you can set some new limits on exclusion limits on possible masses of Kaluza-Klein gravitons. Follow with some line, the same logic. We can do analysis for Z prime extended additional gauge bosons from extended gauge sectors. We are corresponding to different models, say from so-called string and spiral, left-right symmetric models. We are differ from to each other for, on by couplings for different case. Different couplings give different strengths and cross sections. And again, we are looking at Damion distribution, dielectric distribution in general case, looking for some new resonant. And in the case when you see nothing, we again set some new limits on possible mass of new resonance and couplings on this resonance. Well, it was history about Drillian, and in multijet channel, we can study, as I said, black hole formation in tescale model gravity. Once again, in large extra dimension models, a scale of fundamental gravity, multidimensional fundamental gravity, is no more Planckian, but it's much, much slower. It's about a few TeV, and it's reachable in principle at VLHC. And when gravity becomes stronger at small distances because of a full multidimensional structure space, horizon radius of the multidimensional black holes become larger because gravity is stronger and it allows to gravitational radius to be larger. And in comparison to usual four-dimensional black holes, with tiny sizes in for multidimensional black holes, we can obtain very sizable horizon radius up to 10 to minus 4 femtobarn. It's again can be observed at VLHC. And following the Thorne conjecture, so-called Thorne conjecture, then two colliding particles at accelerator come closer to each other than their gravitational radius, a multidimensional microscopic black hole can be formed. And if the gravitational radius of this black hole is much smaller than the computification radius of extra dimension, those multidimensional black holes will be fully multidimensional objects. We can calculate a possibility of such processes and production cross sections. We can see here a formula. Elementary particle, so-called black disk, PR squared, RS is the Schwarzschild radius of the process, and in convolution with the Parton density functions. In more realistic calculations, this rough scheme needed to be corrected by some energy losses and some other corrections which come from formation and evolution stages of a black hole, which these calculations can be done, and we do it with one example of Dubner calculations for cross sections for this process. And as a result, for black hole production, we use minimally 8 physically different scenarios and many, many signal samples to scan of parameter space. Here you can see real event monitors for multi-jet events. I need to say that the GNR group participated in this activity in black hole analysis from the beginning of run one, and our group initiated this work in some important part. And the analysis itself is a classical example of shape analysis. We have a smooth standard model predictions for main background come from QCD multijet production, and some form, special form for signal, and this form different depend on the number of extra dimension from on a concrete model of black hole and from final multiplicity in the final state. So here you can see a model independent limit, upper limit on the multidimensional cross section, model independent, and model dependent limit on the new physics with black hole. As usual, area underlines treated excluded. So we have results from black holes, quantum black holes, and string balls. And my last, but not last in the meaning, slide divided to grid and distributed calculations, the computing. As you know, Dubna is actively involved in tier 1 to tier 2 farms, and as you know also tier 1 farm was created specially for CMS experiment at the LHC. And both tier 1 and tier 2 now working properly and demonstrate stability and proper operation during all time. And here you can see part of task which covered by GNR farms, tier 1 and tier 2. Here is tier 1 with green angle and with blue pieces for tier 2. So our scientific results for last 2 years, for last year in particular, papers which Heimbach already published and not yet, and which presented as a CMS analysis notes, search for high mass resonances. It's a study for Z prime and Kaluza Klein modes of gravitons in RS model, macroscopic black holes, new results, Drill Young itself production, including asymmetry, and CMS analysis note for triple particle final state, mu mu bjet decay. Here you can see all full number of papers, of CMS papers, in which included members of our group and numbers author. And my conclusion that CMS analysis for 2 last years are almost completed. In our opinion, participation in the CMS is very successful. We taken part in 6 CMS physics analyses. We have enough publications and CMS and non-CMS. Our results are widely discussed and properly presented in these publications. And our priority interests are the same as previous. Study of high dimions and multi-jet studies. And in this year, we expect much more statistics, and we expect, maybe, I hope, some new interesting results. And at last, I would like to present some two remarkable slides. It's mass limits for one of the model of Z prime. It's current data and it's approximation to expected data. As you can see, in principle, in this year, we must reach the mass region up to 60 eV. So we're waiting some new interesting events. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Are there any questions? Yes.
What is the conclusion of your paper about the looking for microscopic black hole?
Oh, yes. It's a very interesting question. Thank you very much. Our general conclusion is that we see nothing, it's first. And secondly, more possibly, we have no chance to observe semi-classical black holes at all at the CMS, maybe at LHC at all. Maybe we have some chance to observe it in low multiplicity regimes. It's concerned to quantum black holes and string balls, such transmission regimes. Maybe what for these regimes we have some chances, but not for semi-classical black holes. It's a general conclusion.
Any other comments or questions? Okay, thanks our speaker again. So before we proceed, there is a short announcement.
Thank you. So I have 2 announcements for the PAC members. First of all, everybody, I guess, received this questionnaire about the competition, post the competition. And after the scientific report, you can go and make your assessment. And traditional reception will be at 6:30, the same area. Please keep in mind. And second announcement about the concerto, which will be given tomorrow at 7:00 at Scientific Club by the orchestra called Antonio Orchestra. Antonio, it's for you. And there'll be a nice program, music from Vivaldi, Strauss, Anderson, and Quantz. Please come along if you want. And the program and the tickets are on the desk over there. Help yourself. That's it.
Okay, thank you. So now we are ready for the scientific report. Factorization theorem and duality from low energy to high energy regimes by Igor Anikin.
So thank you very much, Igor, for presentation. First of all, thank you for invitation to give this talk. And of course, the subject I'm going to consider today is quite complicated and include a lot of mathematical details, mathematical tricks, and simply not easy subject to discuss during only 30 minutes. In this sense, I'm going to organize my talk in such a way. From the very beginning, I'm going to give some basic definitions, and we'll introduce shortly tricks we used. So to say, I will present some kind of vocabulary we're using with our within our approaches. Then, without much details, not going to be embedded in all mathematical details, I would like to present our results, quite recent, and we'll outline our perspectives and some our ideas and hopes related with SPD project at NECA. So, and our first and principal purpose of our study within our group, some global goal, is study of three-dimensional hadron structure. And also by this study possible to speak about theoretical support of forthcoming SPD projects. So since we are working with hard process, and among of hard processes possible to extract a few kind of processes, for example, hard exclusive process represented in this schematically in these Feynman graphs, and most interesting process associated with one photon process and two photon process. From point of view, our approach in application factorization theorem, so this one photon process much more complicated if you compare with this two photon process. That is, I would like to stress exactly exclusive channel for our hard reactions. The second subject associated with hard inclusive or hard semi-inclusive reactions like Drell-Young process depicted in this picture. It's again necessary to stress that this guy, I mean photon, highly off-shell and provide us large parameters, beautiful, excellent picture and frame to apply our approach and to prove factorization theorem. And the matching or relations between these mentioned two kind of processes is gravitation from factors. Study gravitation from factors possible to get inner information, more complicated and more, let's say, fine-tuning information about nuclear structure in the sense of spin structure. It's what about factorization? So as I mentioned, factorization theorem, one of the principal point and subject for our consideration. And since we are working with QCD, quantum chromodynamics, where quark-gluon confinement take place, instead, exact calculation of our amplitude or hadron tensor, we develop approach how to estimate this mentioned subject, how to estimate amplitude or hadron tensors in special asymptotical regime. Asymptotical regime provided high virtuality, for example, of photon. principle possible to consider different approaches with different numbers of parameters, but at the moment, for simplicity, I'm stopping on the case when we have only one large parameter. And this asymptotical estimation of amplitude, in its turn leads to the factorization theory, which states that short or hard and long or soft dynamics can be separated out if you have large parameter, at least one large parameter. As I said, more possible to consider two, three large parameters as well, but it's more complicated case. In more schematical way, a mathematical result for factorization represented in... represented in this... in this scheme. So amplitude... nothing more than convolution, mathematical convolution between two parts, hard part and soft part. Hard part under our control, possible to apply standard perturbative methods within QCD, and soft part from point of view QCD is impossible to calculate, but possible to separate out from this part, and also possible to study several properties of this subject based on renormalization group, based on some conditions and demands about finity, universality, and some other first fundamental principles. And in the world exist many different approaches how to first prove factorization theorem, and then how to insist and develop factorization procedure. And I'm really proud to mention that factorization theorem born in Dubna. Dubna, our institute has a very glorious traditions in sense of factorization theorem. And the first, at least one of the first proven of factorization theorem happened this year, performed by Efremov and Radushkin. They proved using alpha representation for DIS and Drellian-like processes that the mentioned separation out between hard and soft part take place. I would like to stress that from point of view technique, factorization theorem is a mathematical issue. It's necessary to prove step by step, to present the improvement of this theorem. But factorization procedure, it's already the second stage. Let's say, if possible, to say byproduct of factorization theorem is like RCPC, how to use factorization theorem for many different processes. And of course, since we are doing with very cumbersome, complicated approaches based on asymptotical estimation, asymptotical expansion, we have a lot of contributions, and in general, we have a mess and quite difficult. Normally, it's quite difficult to distinguish between different kinds of contributions arising from different terms. And to simplify and or to make a order for these huge asymptotical terms, people introduced the so-called twist. And for local operators, quark-gluon operators, we have the so-called geometrical twist associated and equal to differences between dimension of given operators and the spin, Lorentz spin of given operators. And but recently, with development of different approaches, more convenient to work with non-local operators, because local operators, it's kind of generalization of local operators. And for these purposes, also we introduce the so-called collinear twist, being difference between dimension of given operators and spin projections. Here we have Lorentz spin, here we have spin projections on the fixed, normally light cone directions. And what is a key point? Key point is that that certain quark-gluon operators with well-defined twist associated with certain behavior with large Q square. So that is our geometrical twist, and because of this matching between combinations of local operators, we can construct and to make a control on all expansion over these parameters. So, and since recently, at the now, at the moment, people prefer to use collinear collinear twist for our local non-local operators expansion. So there is some subtleties associated with differences between these two kind of operators. And normally, and amplitude, or let's say amplitude at the moment, can be expressed through this kind of expansion. Leading twist operator expansion and non-leading twist, collinear twist operators, and so on. But the point is that non-leading twist operator, collinear operators, can include contribution from leading twist, geometrical twist operators. So it means some of operators here are not independent from leading twist from point of view geometrical twist. And the mathematical problem is how to extract properly all operators which contribute in leading geometrical twist operators. So it's really very complicated, and people spent a lot of efforts how to extract this kind of contribution, especially for baryon matrix element. So, and another definition in our vocabulary is duality, of course, and we keep in our mind different kind of dualities, and a la Veneziana duality, excuse me, a la Veneziana duality, but in this particular case, in our approach, we mean the quark hadron duality, which states that hadron process can be equivalent, provided some conditions, to parton subprocess, and also together with dispersion relations, which stemmed from analytical properties of amplitude, and because of quark hadron duality and dispersion relations, possible to. Excuse me. Yes, quark gluon duality. Excuse me. Yes, it's my mistake. So quark hadron. Oh, excuse me. Quark gluon duality. That's right. Yeah. Thank you. Once again, so having on our hands quark gluon duality plus dispersion relations and result which we obtain from application of factorization theorem, we can proceed to low energy regime and to get information about. For example, from factors at rather low regimes. Whatever I mentioned about low or high energy regimes, I mean the region between Q square, between 2 JV square up to 100 JV square. So this is our scale, this is definition low and high energy regimes. So now we're smoothly approaching to the main subject of my discussion. So no doubt that important information on Hadron structure can be extracted from these both regimes. So for high energy regime, we have very powerful instruments. As I mentioned, factorization theorem, or based on factorization theorem, factorization approach. We keep control, we really control, can understand mainly all features, how to apply this factorization theorem. Then through dispersion relations and quark gluon duality, we calculate from factors at the regime where Q square rather moderate. For example, Q square is equal to 2 GV square or another. So not below. Below it's a little bit problem associated with exactly alpha S behavior and some similar. So, and now I would like to show shortly our principal result which we obtained working with these approaches, and our recent development kind of achievements, if possible to say. So the first part is shaded with form factors kinematics, with form factors nucleon, especially I would like to show a little bit later our result for nucleon form factors. Then results for Drell-Young process, especially I would like to show the results for pi nucleon Drell-Young recently measured at COMPASS, and our perspective for NIGA project also will be presented a bit later. So, and as I mentioned, Lightcon some rules, there is a framework how to use factorization theorem for low energy thanks to dispersion relations and quark-gluon duality. In this sense, we have really very record calculations. And first of all, we calculated leading order for factorized amplitude up to twist 6, that is maximally possible twist contribution for baryon from factors. Then at we include alpha S corrections that next to leading order we calculated our from factors until twist 4. And in aggregate we calculated 22 different coefficient functions at next to leading order, also quite complicated. It's really records, so 20 of them absolutely new one. And on this way, we use some of know-how how to perform the renormalization for the mentioned operators. But there is details. Maybe it's not so important to discuss at the moment. But what I would like to stress that these results are really record, and we are the only group who can calculate these form factors up to this security. Physical motivation of these calculations we received from Jefferson lab, and especially in the context that we will see differences between Rosenbluth measurement and polarization measurement. So, and working with light cone sum rules, the main subject we have is just normal T matrix element, result of S matrix element. These just typical definitions. I'm not going to stop more at this moment. There is absolutely normal standard Lorentz decomposition of the corresponding non-local hadron matrix element of non-forward matrix element of local operators. There is Dirac and Pauli form factors. This is the subject of our calculation. So with this, of course, we can extract electric and magnetic form factors as well as a combination, so on. So, and based on light cone expansion and any kind of amplitudes or any kind of S matrix element can be expressed through A and B functions. It's also a matter of Lorentz decomposition, but instead, if you compare with previous result here, we take into account light cone dominant directions. So, and after using a technique called like Borel transformation, which help us to improve convergence of asymptotical series, we simply have a very rather simple formula for F2 and F1 form factors expression through our factorized amplitude. So we will study also flavor decomposition, also quite important information possible to extract from flavor decomposition. There is Feynman diagrams, which we used to calculate next to leading absolutely standard one. And there is twist expansion, which produced sort of parameters for our calculations, especially for twist 3 and twist 4. This all parameters is pure non-perturbative subject, being associated with matrix hadron matrix element of local conformal operators, and some constraints and definition for our parameters. There is a table matched with different approaches, and the results you can see in these figures. That is for magnetic form factors with the two different approaches and with the two different parameter sets, and associated with different Borel parameter. The point is that the Borel parameter for this case kind of external parameters, and dependence of this external parameter should be diminished, and it's if possible to say artificial parameters in this case. So rather well description we have for electric proton form factors normalized by magnetic form factors, and for neutron as well, and simple ratios between Pauli and Dirac form factors for protons. And this is flavor decomposed result. As you can see, for U-quark, we have a rather sizable contribution stemmed from next to leading order. This result for leading order, and if we include, next to leading order, the results start to be more close to experimental data. That's why we started this our terrible calculations, because we had in our mind that next to leading should be important, because if you focused on the high energy regimes, on next to leading order, associated with higher twist, should be suppressed. But if you wants to continue all this result, all this calculation to rather moderate regions through dispersion relations and duality, including next to leading order from twist, as you can see, start to play quite important role. To describe the experimental data, mainly associated with which we received from Jefferson Lab, class collaboration. So for neutron, for Pauli form factors, we have a little bit worse situation, but we understand the sources of this not very good descriptions. It's because for Pauli form factors, we didn't include mass corrections and limited only with three leading contributions. But this is work for our future. And if now we include instead, if you insert instead local electromagnetic form factors, vertex in the diagrams I shown, energy momentum tensor, so we immediately can go to study gravitation form factors, and this program, this work still in progress, and we hope to get information about gravitation form factors very soon, and get some new results through the special some rules about spin structure. And the last subject is inclusive or semi-inclusive process, which you call like Drell-Young process, as I shown in this process, in these diagrams. One of the hadrons should be with transfer polarization, but another without any polarization. So, of course, and this kind of process can be associated with several single spin asymmetries. The simplest subject how to study the height with contribution is to organize sort of single spin asymmetries. In this particular case, we are working with interference between leading twist 2 contribution and twist 3, which we have modeled for this low risk part. And at the moment, I'm going to discuss pi-nucleon Drell-Young process. And from theoretical point of view, we have two contributions, two diagram contributions, first and second. We call this diagram as a standard, because everybody considers this kind of diagrams. And these diagrams non-standard, it's our know-how. And based on previous very old and wrong assumption about this part, these diagrams should be equal to zero, producing a lot of problem with gauge invariance and some another problem. So, and as usual, for our approach necessary to introduce the kind of parameterization through the corresponding distribution amplitudes for upper blob, for lower blob, it's rather standard situation. If you compare with normal Drell-Young process, when we deal exactly with the quark gluon with three contributions, for pi-nucleon Drell-Young, we have a little bit more complicated convolution between twist 2 and twist 3. In this case, we deal with a little bit different kind of duality. Duality in the sense of equivalence between two, for the first glance, rather different subject. But anyway, they are quite similar in the sense of factorization and in the sense of applying of our approach. And all lower blob can be expressed through these functions. So, and these complex prescriptions can be traced from the so-called contour gauge. Contour gauge is generalization of normal axial gauge, and prebendaries of contour gauge by definition already stay without residual gauge. And fixing contour gauge, we exactly fixed all gauge freedom. And because of that, we have complexity of this function. And what is important to say that our asymmetry we propose exactly related with the fact that B function has a complexity, has a imaginary part. If, for example, this the second non-standard diagram equal to zero because of that imaginary part of B function is equal to zero, so we have no asymmetry. So, but from theoretical point of view, we have imaginarity for B functions based on contour gauge used, and this imaginarity produces a new single spin asymmetry which possible to measure. And in principle, previously, COMPAS collaboration presented result for similar kind of process, but if we compare, yes, this is typical definition for our frame X we used. And if we compare our asymmetry and the asymmetries they presented by COMPAS, we see that at leading twist sievers asymmetry. And functions formally stand at the similar tensor structure like this, if you compare with our result. But they appear together with these depolarization factors. But on the other hand, in COMPAS result, high twist asymmetries associated with the same as in our approach, depolarization factors, can be referred to different tensor structure. So just matching our combination, our expansion with COMPAS result, and also making analysis of result they presented by COMPAS, I think it's quite reasonable to measure and this our new asymmetries. And the profit of this asymmetry is the following. We can say immediately it's like direct probe and the probe gluon pulse exist or not. So if we have signal from this asymmetry, let's say non-zero signal for this asymmetry, it means gluon pole exists in the nature, and we have one scenario of development of our approach. If this asymmetry in the nature does not exist, so therefore gluon poles does not exist in the nature, and we have another scenario. But both scenarios lead to very deep physics, and no doubt that both scenarios are quite interesting. So, returning back and just last slides about normal Drill-Yan. Normal Drill-Yan, I mean, when we deal with two hadron, one of them with transfer polarization and another without any polarization. And this kind of convolution doesn't work. Ah, yes. And this kind of convolution between leptonic part and hadronic part, which includes our second diagram contribution, our know-how, produce extra factor of two if we finally received after making integration all needed integration we need. So therefore, for existing data, for normal Drill-Yan process, we have also some new information, factor of two, and I think this factor of two, okay, in this simplest case, is factor of two. But if you include phase space, if you include all this data processing, I think this factor of two quite sizable and necessary to make revision of all existing processes. And now we smoothly approach into the summary. And our summary includes results for nuclear resonance for factor calculation. We are not limited only nucleon form factors, but also we consider it axial form factors. We consider it also N-star form factors. And among of some practical use of this our approach, we have some results which quite okay, people recognize this result in the sense of extract this kinematical of Wanzarewicz contribution, especially for baryon distribution amplitude. On this way, it was necessary to prove some theorems in algebra, in conformal expansion algebra. It's quite okay. We are happy to get this final result for Drill-Yan. And the final result, if you just have a look on the LaTeX tiles, will take, I don't know, 5 PRD style pages. So next subject, Drill-Yan process. Here we have also contribution for pion nucleon and proton Drill-Yan process. The main message for this subject is new contribution we found. And this new contribution associated with complexity of B functions, B functions with three functions, necessary to describe the whole kind of single spin asymmetries. And to understand the complexity of B functions, our finding associated with contour gauge used. Actually, previously, contour gauge used was quite popular kind of folklore. People used quite intensively, Radyushkin, Karchemsky, and other people. But now it's not very popular and very well understandable, because to understand the profit contour gauge, necessary to take into account in your mind some kind of geometrical interpretation of Guillaume field. So, and for this kind of process, we have on our hands, and we have a purpose to present new results and new observables to be measured at SPD project NICA. So, if we have a contact with the experimentalist, so we can discuss and can propose several different asymmetries. And all this founding based on consideration Drell-Young process, where we have highly off-shelf photon possible to extend even for direct photon production. But unfortunately, I have no time to discuss more deeply here, a little bit more complicated case. Instead of only one kind of interactions, I mean initial state interactions, in this process we have initial and final state interaction producing different prescription based on contour gauge and different contributions. And but the main feature for this process is the same like in normal Drell-Young process. The non-standard diagrams, our new terms, play the same role as a standard one in this sense, and certainly for practical use, they will contribute a lot. And last but not least, and there is a list presenting the people included in our group at Bogolyubov Laboratory. So among all years they worked at our laboratory, we have quite advanced methods how to get information about hadron structure based on the factorization. So this is people ready to perform, to implement any task which we can get from experimentalist side, especially oriented for SPD project. Thank you very much for attention, and thank you for your patience. Yeah.
Thank you very much. Are there any questions? Yes, Laszlo.
Duality between hadrons and quarks and gluons is in a sense realization of confinement, one of the basic problems in high energy physics. Can you produce hadronic resonances as Bloom and Gilman?
In principle, yes. But the point is, if we used this approach based on light cone sum rules, and to make analysis necessary to get information about different kind of resonance, and of course for our purposes much more easy to include only low resonance. So, and how to include more excited states, so it's quite problematic, but anyway it's possible to discuss.
And would be happy with a single resonance.
Yes.
What do you understand under the concept of gravitation form factor?
Ah, yes.
Of hadrons.
Yes, gravitation form factors. As I said, okay, from theoretical point of view, if you calculate non-forward matrix element of local energy momentum tensor, and this subject include different gravitation form factors. And these gravitation form factors can be associated with different form factors and functions associated with leading twist contributions. And in this term, this subject can be related with some rules given spin of hadron. So in this sense, conception gravitation is not like some philosophical conception gravitation which gives information about spin. No. It's just very practical point of view. We have several gravitation form factors associated with a given matrix element, then we know how to express this mentioned form factors or distribution through another subject, which is also quite well known. And finally, we'll get some rules in order to get information about spin of hadron in this sense.
Are you expecting the contribution of such BA gravitation form factors in
for instance, in the scattering of hadrons?
Okay. Scattering, what do you mean scattering of hadrons? It's like electromagnetic form factors. Can you imagine?
LHC.
LHC, okay. Yeah. LHC too high for us. So, no. So I'm speaking about the regions, as I mentioned, between Q square equal to 2 until 100 in this domain. So how to include some another features which possible to say from LC, some electroweak interactions, this, no, it's another subject. So I'm speaking about only strong interaction sectors of this approach.
But maybe if there is a strong gravity discussed in the previous talk, just also that its coupling to hadrons is also described by the same form factors.
But we will see. And before discussion, excuse me, I interrupt you. So before discussion, gravitation factors, form factors, and how these gravitation form factors can give information about spin, let's wait final result, and then we'll show all this. But the technique, the chain from gravitation form factors to some rules of spin, so it's quite known. The problem is to calculate this one. When we have result, certainly we'll report about these results, and we'll see.
You mentioned some rules in one of your transparency.
Lightcone some rules, yes.
Do you have local condensates in your approach, like
yes,
quark
sir.
And gluon condensates?
Yes,
you didn't mention that.
Yes, sir. Just maybe this Feynman diagram can answer on your point, excuse me. So, and here, Yoffe current, local one. Mm-hmm. So therefore, this guy is highly off shell. And because of this fact, we can construct some rules based on dispersion relations and duality. So, and here we have non-local correlators or condensates. It depends. So the correlators traded with nucleon, we have non-local. And that's the main problem, how to treat, how to calculate, how to make conformal expansion for non-local, how to extract van der Wiltschikow part, so geometrical part of this one. It's the main problem. So, but we succeed and we did result, and
okay.
I'm quite proud about this result.
So no more questions, so we now go to the poster session.
Thank you very much again for your attention.
Thank our speaker. And we go now to the poster session. So everyone has received the list of poster and the page. Then this will be followed by the reception at 6:30. Don't run away.